Welcome to an Alaska moment. A moment is a measure of time, 90 seconds. An Alaska moment lasts a little longer, sometimes twice as much. This week in Alaska history, March 22, 1952, fire that started about 10:30 p.m. on the 21st destroyed much of downtown Wrangell. March 23, 1933, Governor George A. Park signed into law the bill repealing the Alaska Bone Dry Law.
March 24, 1989. The Exxon Valdez ran aground on Bligh Reef, ultimately spilling 260,000 barrels of North Slope oil. March 25, 1927, E. Koch Hill took office as U.S. District Judge for the 3rd Judicial Division, headquartered at Valdez. March 26, 1958, the White Alice communication system began operation. March 27, 1964, at 5:36 p.m., the Good Friday earthquake, which registered more than 8 on the Richter scale, rocked south-central Alaska. The quake released approximately twice the energy of the 1906 San Francisco quake. It killed 115 people in Alaska and more than a dozen others in California and Oregon. March 28, 1898, the U.S. Department of Agriculture established an experimental station at Kodiak. This week in Alaska history, compiled by Robert N. D'Armond of Sitka, courtesy of the Alaska Historical Society.
Thank you to Mr. Roof's media class from the Sandpoint School. Now for your poem. Today's poem is found in the book Hunger and Dreams, the Alaskan Women's Anthology, edited by Patricia Monahan, published by Fireweed Press in Fairbanks, 1983. Annie by Linda Green. Deeply lined, this face of Raven Clan, eyes alive with magic, though not carefree, she bore the changes of her people. In dim light she worked swiftly, those fingers, overlay, warp, weft, twist, as rotting teeth held the roots with tension. Oh, the shiny white roots, long and slim, easy to weave, gathered at favorite spots, cooked by Matthew on the beach. And in the evenings, when she told the tales of Tlingit ways, of weavings, baskets, and more, I was intrigued, enchanted, connected somehow. Afterward, I went to see Matthew, knowing she would like that, wishing I could care about his words, feeling only emptiness as he spoke of her, showed pictures of her. They said a shaman cast a spell, and now her eyes shut tight, never to show secrets reflected.